Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Well, the weekend is over, and here we are. Welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Summing up what went down on the internet in Seattle for the nerds every weekday morning. I am Gregor. I host mornings on 107.7 The End, where news and nerd talk both coming up here. And just a lot of music listening this weekend. I went all over the road from, oh my God, what's the guy's name? NASCAR or something. Oh boy, looking it up. NASCAR Aloe, it is aggressive. It's like, my buddy Owen says it's like what punk rock has progressed to in idea, not necessarily musically. That's a weird one. But then I listened to a ton of John Prine again. I'm stuck on my John Prine. I can't get over it. Especially all the singers and songwriters that have probably learned something. I've been playing a ton of guitar, and it, you know, this is nothing shocking, but it turns out that it's the same handful of chords that everyone uses to make the same songs, because the way that we like major key transitions and stuff and things to go 5-4-1 at the end, that's too nerdy. But anyway, like, there's a pretty significant and limited number of there's a significant way to do it and a limited number of options. And so we all do that same stuff. So to stand out really is more remarkable. And listening to a guy like John Prine, who's just playing some guitar chords and singing songs in his style, I'm blown away. I listened to that. I listened to that 2018 album, his last proper album that he did. So much. The Tree of Forgiveness, the song Caravan on it. Excellent. So, but also I listened to Kowloon Walled City a bunch. I listened to my, one of my favorites, Neurosis, a ton, and a bunch of stuff that's derivative of that. I mean, from Neurosis, like not Shrine Builder. What's it called? Oh God. How many times can I do this today? Anyway, there's so much music out there right now. I'm all ears for stuff that you want me to check out too. It's a Blood and Time is the thing I was thinking of. Sounders FC are able to get some practice in, which is pretty cool. Just one of the positives that's coming out of this. But I don't know if there's going to be a soccer season yet. I don't know if there's going to be soccer leagues after this.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
It was 40 years ago today that Mount St. Helens blew its top and rained ash and debris across the top corner of our country. It robbed dozens of people of their lives and pulled century-old trees from the ground like a beard trimmer on 2 months of quarantine growth, creating a wall of rushing lumber able to cast aside anything in its path. A sobering thought, with Mount Rainier looming just over our sparkling city. Today in coronavirus, we've sadly lost more than 1,000 people to COVID-19 in Washington State as of the weekend. What a giant bummer. Restaurant contact tracing is out! You won't have to provide your info when you eat at a restaurant when they finally start reopening after Governor Inslee walked back his plan. You'll be asked if you'd like to volunteer that info should someone test positive and you'd like to be contacted. Sounders FC receive approval to resume voluntary individual training at their Starfire Sports Complex starting today. Not sure what that means for an MLS season. Probably not much, in my opinion. But something fun to daydream about. Oh, and this is a bummer. Specialties Cafe is done. Oh, they won't reopen after the shutdowns, and I'm in serious cookie denial about it right now. Tomorrow is their last day. Wait, does that mean that they're open today?
You just got news.
one of the things about working from home, I don't know if you can hear it or not, I can hear it very clearly, is the... Oh, it stopped. The lawnmower running in the background. I'm not in a... Well, our work studio's not that well insulated either, but it's much better than my home studio. Anyway, I'm thinking about Sounders getting back to training today, and I'm thinking about all the baseball leagues and all that. On the Xfinity X1 on the screen yesterday, it said that every day that MLB plays a game in front of an empty stadium, they'll be losing $640,000 per game. $640,000 per game. That's what, like, Jeff Bezos makes in, like, 34 seconds. I don't know if that's true or not. He's going to be the first trillionaire, so that works. So I think about, like, a tiny, like, the minor leagues of MLS. Like, I really like New Mexico United. And is that even, team even going to be a thing? It's their second or third season. Are they going to exist after this year? Like, Tacoma Defiance is getting the bill picked up by Seattle Sounders FC. Is that going to be a thing? Is that whole league going to survive? Is MLS going to survive? Like, there's tons of money at play here. Like, baseball, I feel like I can't say anything about the actual statistics on this, but the feeling I get is that its popularity is way down because we live in such a stupid world where we can't pay attention to anything. And so, with baseball being a slow build and a slow sport, and like not for individual rich white guys to wander around like golf, the other one, but does it make it through this? If there was one league that you thought wasn't going to make it, what would it be? I'll tell you who figured out a way to make it more exciting, make sure they're still around by mistake. It's Korean soccer. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! FC Seoul, a Korean K-League soccer club, are making sexy headlines after they sprinkled their supporters section of an otherwise empty stadium with fashion mannequins. The problem, streamers watching remotely started to recognize the mannequins from another world of online entertainment that they enjoy. The dummies were actually sex dolls in the likeness of naked cam streamers. Hey now, they were wearing soccer shirts and pants. Timothy Oliphant is reportedly joining the cast of The Mandalorian for season 2. Well, reading about this at imdb.com, the mega handsome Westwood, Justified, and Dunder Mifflin traveling salesman star will also be the easiest way to get my wife to watch The Mandalorian season 2. And finally, a dude went and designed his own R2-D2 droid for home using a trash can and a Roomba, inspired by the garbage receptacle he saw in his parking garage. The autopilot vacuum as the front wheel pulls the droid around the house, cleaning up wherever it goes. And because they have one of them fancy Roombas, it also mops. Yes, but can it get over a half-inch piece of carpeting? Or are these vacuums still that easily defeated? I'd like to help you, Luke Skywalker, but yeah, there's a rug. Beep boop boo! Nerd talk, yeah! Alright, nice short morning this morning. Thanks so much for hanging out. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for telling a friend. It's an exciting weekend. I'm working on a YouTube channel for something totally unrelated, but I don't know anything about YouTube. And here we go. If you have any tips, I'm all ears.
The end of the show. Thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.